Incidentally, Mac, they did a program on the rock stations. It's a syndicated top 40 show. And the song Love Letters in the Sand by Pat Boone, but of course you had the record on Dot 2, was the fourth biggest selling record since 1955 during the rock and roll craze. That surprised me.
Well, it is, really.
The number one selling record of the whole rock and roll thing since 55 was The Twist by Chubby Checker. It was not a Beatle or a Presley record. But Love Letters in the Sand was the fourth biggest record of the last 17 years. But we'll do Four Walls Around Me. I was listening to the Grand Ole Opry in North Carolina. We'd take the car battery out. We had a battery-operated radio. It wasn't because it's that long ago. It's just where we live. We didn't have electricity, you know. And on Saturday night, Mack Wiseman had went to work with Bill Monroe. And the first solo that he sung with on the Grand Ole Opry after going to work with Bill Monroe was this song. His first number that he ever did, Four Walls.
All right. This is on the other side. I still write your name on the side. Carlton, and
well, a little label like Dot at that time, it was unheard of to have a two-sided hit, which this one was. String Bean worked on both sides, and about the same today, he's made him a star and he never used me again.